This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. And good evening. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. I'm so glad you joined me this week for Between the Keys. Many composers have taken up the idea of writing a set of 24 preludes for piano. I thought it might be fun to find 24 individual preludes, each by a different composer, to see how these 24 preludes might get along in a group. So let's begin our journey through 24 preludes and 24 composers with George Frideric Handel flexing his fingers in the prelude to his Suite Number 1 in A major, the pianist Keith Jarrett. Keith Jarrett playing the opening prelude to Handel's Suite in A major. Here's pianist Jimmy Brera playing a prelude by the great Italian film composer Nino Rota. Thank you. was a piano prelude by Nino Rota. The pianist was Jimmy Brary. And now here's the second of the 24 preludes by Shostakovich from Opus 34. We'll hear pianist Konstantin Shcherbakov. Konstantin Shcherbakov, the prelude by Shostakovich, Opus 34, number 2. Now see if you might be able to guess this next composer just by listening. Could you guess the composer? That's the second prelude from a ballet score called The Seasons by John Cage. And that was performed by Herbert Henk. We've got a little prelude here by Olivier Messiaen, written when he was around 21 years old, played by Peter Hill. Pianist Peter Hill with a prelude by Olivier Messiaen called Le Nombre Léger. Now, staying on the French side of things, we're going to go to the prelude from Le Tombeau de Couperin by Maurice Ravel, performed by Angela Hewitt. Thank you. Angela Hewitt in music by Ravel, the prelude from Le Tombeau de Couperin, and now a younger contemporary of Ravel, a prelude by the Polish composer Karol Szymanowski. Prelude number 5 in D minor by Karol Szymanowski, Ewa Kupiec at the piano. We are working our way through 24 preludes, each of the preludes by a different composer. Here is the pianist Severin von Eckertstein playing a beautiful prelude by the French composer and pianist Robert Casadesus. From the Preludes Opus 5, we heard Prelude No. 2, composed by Robert Casadesus, performed by Severin von Eckertstein. Here's music in a very different mode by Sergei Prokofiev. Thank you. Prelude by Sergei Prokofiev, Opus 12, Number 7, pianist Andrei Gavrilov. Almost all of Nikolai Kapustin's piano music is directly influenced by American jazz, including his 24 Preludes, Opus 52, from which we will hear Prelude Number 9, played by Shanshan Sun. Pianist Shanshan Sun playing the ninth prelude from Nikolai Kapustin's 24 Preludes, Opus 53. Let's have two preludes back-to-back, one by Gabriel Fauré in E-flat minor, Opus 103, Number 6, followed by George Gershwin's Prelude Number 2, performed by the composer himself. Thank you. George Gershwin at the piano playing his own second prelude, and I'm sure you've noticed that he plays his own music much more directly than other pianists. He plays really quite straight, no sentimentality at all. And before that, we heard my friend and colleague Jeffrey Swan with the prelude in E-flat minor, Opus 103, number 6 by Gabriel Fauré. Here's a prelude by the Russian composer Boris Goltz, and I think it kind of sounds like Russian ragtime in a way. Check it out. Prelude number 21 from the 24 Preludes Opus 2 by Boris Goltz. The pianist was Sergei Podobedov. I've got a prelude here by another relatively obscure composer, Tadeusz Mazurski. It's part of a group of four preludes. See what you think. Prelude by Tadeusz Mazurski, played by Mikhail Drunowski. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys in a program of 24 piano preludes, with each prelude by a different composer. Let's go on now. We have one of the 24 preludes by an obscure British composer named Roger Sacheverell Cook, with Simon Callaghan at the piano. Thank you. pianist Simon Callaghan with a prelude by Roger Sacheverell Cook. Now we have a prelude composed in 1827 by a composer who is happily getting more and more attention these days, Fanny Hensel. Prelude composed in 1827 by Fanny Hensel. She ought to be just as well known, I think, as her brother, Felix Mendelssohn. Here is one of my favorite preludes by Claude Debussy, La Puerta del Vino. Walter Gieseking is the performer. Thank you. Music of Debussy from his Preludes, Book 2, La Puerta del Vino. That was a 1950 German radio recording by pianist Walter Gieseking, who was a great Debussy specialist. And here is a great Scriabin specialist, and the man who also happened to be Scriabin's son-in-law, Vladimir Sofronitsky, at the piano. From Scriabin's Preludes, Opus 11, number 16 in B-flat minor. It liberally quotes Chopin's Funeral March all the way through. We heard pianist Vladimir Sofronitsky. Who would have the audacity to title a piece of music Flabby Preludes? Well, none other than Erik Satie. We just heard the first of Erik Satie's Véritable Prélude Flac, that means Flabby Preludes, performed by Jerome van Veen, who has recorded all of Satie's piano music for the Brilliant Classics label. Now we have the composer and pianist Lehrer Auerbach. A selection from Lehrer Auerbach's Preludes, Opus 41, with the composer at the piano. Frédéric Chopin wrote a very evocative standalone prelude in C-sharp minor, his Opus 45. Let's hear it in a recording by Arturo Benedetti Michelangeli. Arturo Benedetti Michelangeli playing Chopin's Prelude in C sharp minor, opus 45. Here's something completely different, music by York Bowen. Pianist Stephen Huff playing the Prelude in G major from a set of Preludes, opus 102 by York Bowen. We're coming down the home stretch with two more piano preludes. First, a piece by Peggy Glanville Hicks. This is called Prelude for a Pensive Pupil. The pianist, Robert Helps. Thank you. Robert Helps at the piano, in music by Peggy Granville Hicks, her prelude for A Pensive Pupil. I think we should bring this group of 24 preludes by 24 different composers to a rousing close with Sviatoslav Richter playing the B-flat major prelude, opus 23, number 2, by Rachmaninoff. Prelude in B-flat, opus 23, number 2, by Rachmaninoff, with pianist Sviatoslav Richter at the top of his form. And that brings this group of 24 preludes by 24 different composers to a close. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Join me again next week at this time for Between the Keys, which is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org. Until then, stay well and stand up for what is important to you.